I remember it so well. I was standing beside Dr. Hope Kuhn. We were performing a wedding together, and I'll never forget his rich, deep, mesmerizing, gravelly voice as he intoned the ancient words, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. Where thy lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall become my people, and thy God, my God." They're some of the most beautiful words in all of human literature. Words of love and commitment and loyalty. And young ladies, if you're thinking about a passage to use at your wedding, well, these words and Paul's, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels," you're ascending to the very mountain peak of rhetorical eloquence. You can't get any better than that. But I need to let you know something. You need to look at the fine print. Because these words of commitment and love and loyalty are not words of a beautiful young bride to her husband on her wedding day. They are words of loyalty and commitment to one's mother-in-law. I failed to mention that one time when a bride wanted that at her wedding, and I just thought I'd casually mention these beautiful words of commitment to one's mother-in-law, and I want you to know her demeanor changed. She went into panic mode. It was like, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. But the story of the book of Ruth, the story that Charlie read from in the first chapter, it's one of the most compelling, it's one of the most powerful. It is a story of tragedy, a story of survival, a story of heartache, but it's also a story of hope and redemption. This hidden gem in the Hebrew scripture provides a vital link that leads to the birth of our Savior. And it is a wonderful story. A story of a man by the name of Elimelech and his wife Naomi. They lived in the little town of Bethlehem. Sound familiar? But there was a famine in the land, and along with their two sons, they were just seeking to survive, and so they went across the Dead Sea to the land of Moab. And there they found the food that they needed. But one thing you need to keep in mind, the Israelites despised the Moabites. They hated the Moabites. But when survival is the issue, it matters not one's ethnicity or religion or political views. They were able to survive, but then tragedy came. Elimelech dies, leaving the widowed Naomi with her two sons. But then the two sons marry. They marry women from Moab, Ruth, and Orpah. And everything is going well, and then more tragedy when both of the sons die. And so now you have a widowed mother-in-law and her two widowed daughters-in-law. They are helpless. They are defenseless. They don't know how they will survive. But Ruth learns, or Naomi learns, that back in Bethlehem, the famine is over. And so she decides to go back to her home where she has relatives. Her two daughters-in-law are obligated, legally obligated, to go with her. She knows this, they know this, but it's more than that. It's obvious they love one another. But as they leave the land of Moab, they haven't gone very far, and I know that Naomi had been doing some soul searching. For she turns to her two daughters-in-law and she said, "Listen, why don't you go back home?" She knows that when they arrive in Bethlehem, that they will be ridiculed, that there will be prejudice, there will be intolerance, that there will be hatred. They won't have a chance. The only chance they have is to go back to their home where maybe they could find husbands and begin life anew. And so she gives them this beautiful gift. She gives them the gift of their freedom. She says, go back home. And they say, no, no, we're going to go with you. And she said, but you won't have a chance there, but you will here. And so Oprah finally decides, yes. And through many tears, they parted and she went back to Moab. And as you know, Oprah had a very successful career in television. You probably heard about that. But then there was Ruth. And Ruth looks at her mother-in-law and she said, I beg you, don't make me leave you. I entreat me not to leave thee. For where you go, I am going. Where you live, that's where I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Powerful. Loyalty. Commitment. Devotion. This morning, young people away, essentially what we're saying to you is entreat us not to leave you. You have gone off, some of you, for the first time. Most of you are returning to college or maybe to graduate school. But we're saying to you, we're going with you. Don't tell us that we have to stay away. We know, because most of us have been there, when you go to college, there are a lot of things you pack, there are a lot of things you take with you. Church is not usually a top priority when you go to college. And we know. We've been there. We've experienced that. And we're not there. Your mama's not there. Your daddy's not there to wake you up on Sunday morning saying you need to get to Sunday school and church, or you need to join this organization, or you need to do this. But we want you to know that we're going with you, because this church has been such a part of your life. From the time that you were little children coming down front to open the Bible, or with all these children down here for the children's time, remember when you used to come down? How many of you remember Miss Gail's eggs for the Bible verses that you learned? You remember? This is one, it has a little bee and some flowers, and she drew the bee and said, be ye kind one to another. That's something that you will always have. I found this. I don't know where I found it. I was looking for a few old deacons and it turned up in a closet. First and second grade Bible verses, 2003, 2004. Let's see, Caroline Belk, Jack Davis, Rachel Hamrick, Charlie Killebrew. Charlie, you did good. I tell you, you're really big on this thing. Jackson McCarthy. Hey, Jackson. Good to see you, brother. Ashley Phillips, Miranda Rhodes, Sam Sharp. There you are. You remember that? You remember Bible school? Remember Sunday school? Remember those mission trips? Remember Passport? That's why we're not going to leave you. We're going with you through Young People Away. We're going to remind you that we love you and we care for you and all of those things that have been a part of your life. Harrison was telling about going out to the little island. And when we arrived on the little island and we got off the boat, the first question they asked me was, did you bring church with you? Because they remembered 3 years before when we had communion and we invited our Belizean sisters and brothers to join us. And I said, we always bring church with us. And the night that we had communion, we gathered in a circle, we sang hymns and we sang songs and we sang some of the fun things that we did this morning. But you should have been there to experience the miracle of God's grace. The God who will never leave us, who will never forsake us, who, whether we're on a little island in the Caribbean or whether you're on a campus as far away as California, Charlie, by the way, Charlie's graduated now, whether you're at Clemson University or App State or NC State or UNC or UNCC or UNCG or Duke or ECU, wherever you are, we're there with you. And God will take care of you, because this church will lift you up and we will never let you go. Now stand and sing together a beautiful hymn, God Will Take Care of You.